Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Much love.
Amen.
Much appreciated.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, our listening audience, for tuning in today. Another episode.
Yes, sir.
Another day to praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
It is another blessed day, my friend. Oh, wow. Yeah, we really appreciate your support. Thanks for tuning in to Block Talk Radio today, this Friday, April 26, 2019. And we are on the air and chatting from the Word with your hosts, Brother Oscar York and Brother Chris Edwards. We thank you. And we are blessed today. Thank you, Lord, for giving us another opportunity to come on the air to share the glad tidings of Jesus Christ to our listening audience. We thank you for giving us a little time of your day to be with us on the air. And it's always much appreciated. And it is 58 degrees here in the San Francisco Bay Area today, and it is somewhat partly cloudy, but mostly sunny, a little breezy today, but it's going to be the high of 68 and low tonight of 50 degrees. And how you doing out there in Miamisburg, suburb of Dayton, Ohio? How you doing?
Yes, sir. We're blessed, Brother Chris. We can't complain. The Lord have given us another day to see, given all of us another chance to make it right with Him, all of us that's on this side of life, this side of heaven. So we can just count our blessings and thank the Lord for allowing all of us to see another day. But here in Miamisburg, Ohio, we had some stormy weather last night, and I slept through it, be honest with you. I usually sleep through it. Make me sleep good, Brother Chris, because I recognize, as you said many times, when you have a Son of God, regardless of what's going on outside, but it's sunny every day. So I'm blessed, Brother Chris, to be
That's
here.
Right.
The Lord allow us to see another day, Brother Chris.
That's right. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience, regardless of what's going on in our current world. And we see the propaganda and all the current events throughout the world on social media and on cable television, whether we're watching CNN news or watching Fox News or whatever it may be. We see what's going on, and we see that the world is in dire straits, Brother Oscar. They really need the Lord Jesus Christ to direct their affairs and to bring a lot of peace and harmony to all people. And you can see how the world is just in a chaotic situation in these days.
Amen, Brother Chris. Yep. That is the truth. There's so much going on, and so many young lives are taken. At one time, our young people would feel safe, but it seems like it's no safe place anymore, unless one is in Jesus Christ. So we need the Lord,
right,
as you just said, Brother Chris, more and more in the world today. We need the Lord to The first of all, to be in Him, and the secondly is call on His name and to be able to trust in Him to help us out, at times, or to help us recognize what is going on in this world. So we need Christ, as you just said, Brother Chris. We really need Him. But we have a good show for you all today, and we're glad to come on.
That's right.
Blog Talk Radio, chatting from the Word. I'll be bringing the message today. I'll be speaking on supporting the gospel of Christ. I'll be ministering.
Amen.
So stay tuned for the lesson. And as we've been talking about doing a new segment, and I'm still thinking about a name to give it, and I'm thinking about just calling it Let's Testify or something like that. So we still are thinking about it. But Chris, you got some ideas about the new segment?
Well, you know, I think that I got a lot of stories to tell. I mean, far as, you know, my own personal life, you know, and things I've witnessed and in trucking, and I've dealt with racism. I've dealt with,
praise
I'm still
Lord.
Dealing with different forms of hatred. And as you were alluding to on your trip to Texas and what you have went through and how, you know, we got to get God back into the affairs of society, man, and because
yes,
we have
we
lost
do,
our
Brother
moral
Chris.
Our moral compass is way off. Oh my goodness, man.
I think
so,
this time we went on the deep end by losing it, because I remember back in the 50s and 60s, everyone, although wasn't the body of Christ, some was going to, but they were going to church more. Young people,
right.
Little people like myself back then could stay outside for the longest time and play and ride our little bikes and play with our best friends and just have a good time. But today you just don't know anymore, Brother Chris. So that's why we just said we need Jesus Christ.
I was talking. In times past, I had a conversation with my daughter, Christina, and we were talking about how the young people now are wickeder and wiser now, you know, and they're into all this social media. They're more computer literate. They have access to all this technology, cell phones, iPads, iPhones, and so the social media has a tremendous influence on their thinking and their everyday affairs, and these young people that are involved in street gangs and all, they have access to all this technology, and so it is, Satan has a tremendous stronghold on the younger generation because of all of the avenues of all of these, the technologies we have now is so prevalent. And so we in a different world. It's a different culture now. It's a different era. And so we have to deal with this.
That's right. Yeah, it's definitely different from our parents' times and from our time for our young people today. It is a lot different. But let's remind our listeners, they are listening to Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word. And if you want to call in, our call-in number is 657-383-0883. If you want to call in and talk with myself or Brother Chris, we'd be happy to do that. We want to play our first selection for this afternoon or this morning. We want to play the Melody Ayers.
Yeah.
I haven't played this in a long time, Brother Chris. The Melody Ayers, How Great Class God Is Able. How great class God is able. He definitely is able.
Absolutely able.
And here we go.
Ah!
God is able. Melody the air. How great God is able. And my listeners, I hope you believe that God is able. Whatever you are going through, whatever you are facing, our Lord is able to see you through it, through the toughest of times, through the highest mountains,
that's
the deepest
correct.
Of valleys, the deepest of seas. God is there.
Yeah.
And the only thing we need to do is have faith that he's able to bring us through it, Brother Chris.
That's right. That's right. Because, you know, I'm in line with your lesson, in which I'm very excited to be able to be a part of the program, to listen. I hope that I get a chance to listen to your important message, supporting the gospel. And I'll start reminiscing on the Lord, what he said in Acts chapter through the Apostle Paul, Acts chapter 20, verse 35, he says, I have showed you all things, how that laboring ye are to support the weak, and to remember
right.
the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive.
Amen.
And I start thinking along that line on how if we had more hilarious givers in the church and in Christianity, we could be able to accomplish a lot more in supporting ministries and to help those that are in need, and to things would be more smoother, ran more smoother, and in these areas of church ministry. But I'm
Amen,
looking forward
brother
to listen. I'm looking forward. I'm excited, my brother.
Chris, we're going to try our best. I know we're going to have some people out there going to say, oh, I don't agree with that. And I'll let you know if you disagree with me, let me know. Call us up here at Blog Talk Radio, chatting from the Word. Tell us your views. Our number is 657-383-0883. We give anyone who wants to talk with us or who have a difference of opinions about the things that we are saying, call us up. But as I said, and I have said this I haven't said this in a long time, if you disagree with us, have book, chapter, and verse of what you're talking about, because we here chatting from the Word, we believe in going by the Word and the Word only. We don't believe in creed books or man-made opinion books. We don't go by
that. Correct.
But what's contained in God's Word, Brother Chris.
That's correct. That's correct. And we want to get clarification through the Word of God and thus saith the Lord. Because when it all really matters, Brother Oscar, it ain't what you say, it ain't what I say, or what somebody else say, or what they think and what they believe. But are we consistent with what thus saith the Lord? And
that's
because
right.
When it's all said and done, it ain't going to be left up to what somebody else said or somebody else's opinions and ideas. We have to be on point with God.
That's right. Amen. Because he's the one going to put us in, he's going to either put us in heaven if we do what's right by his word, or either if we don't go by his word and obey his word, you know, the other place where it's hot.
Right. Right.
I'm laughing. Yeah. I know I'm laughing. But, you know, I can laugh about it because I ain't planning on going there. My listeners, what about you? Are you planning on going there, my listeners? If you're not, listen to Chatting from the Word. Study with us here this hour at this time. Again, our number is 657-383-0883. And I'd like to remind our listeners that they are listening to Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts, Brother Oscar York and Brother Chris Edwards, where we are putting a snap in your Christian walk. And we
hope
that you are really enjoying what we are doing.
Amen. Thank you, our friends. Thank you.
Yes, sir. They enjoyed it.
Our audience
enjoy it.
Thank
you.
A lot of love there.
Yes, it is, Brother Chris. Yes, it is. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, folks.
Before we go into our next song, after our next song, we're going to have our prayer time. Now, Brother Chris is going to lead us in prayer after this selection here. We want to play the a cappella company, Glory and Honor. The a cappella company, Glory and Honor. We had it for you real soon, and here we go.
Thank you.
That is a cappella company. Worthy is the Lamb, glory and honor. And Jesus Christ is definitely worthy of all our glory,
absolutely,
all our praise, and all our honor. Because he's one that went to the cross. He's the
Amen.
One that suffered at the hands of the Roman soldiers. He's the one that suffered on that cross and rose the third day, being the first day of the week, early the first day of the morning. Our Lord rose, and thank God he did. Praise
That's right.
the Lord. We
Amen.
Are so thankful for that. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. It was the psalmist
right.
who said in Psalms 2 and 1, "Hear me when I call, O God, of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayers." Brother Chris.
Let's go to the throne of God at this time. Let's consult God and give God our burdens and our worries that we are challenged with, and let God go ahead and bless each and everybody. Everybody. Okay, let's go. Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for another day this Friday, Father, and another day of life in this current world. We thank you that we have another opportunity, Lord, through your blessings and provisions, to share the good news and the love of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for this program on Blog Talk Radio, chatting from the Word to our listening audience and to those that, Father, can be blessed in every aspect of this globe, Father, around the world. We thank you, Father, and we pray, Father, bless the York family, bless them and in their mourning period, Father, and our dear brother, and of the passing of his sister, one of his sisters, and his nephew, Cliff. We pray, Father, also for our family as well, Father, the Edwards family and the Caldwell family. And, Father, we know these things are just a part of life, Father, that we there's appointed once for each and every one of us. We're going to have to go through the door of death, Father. But we
yeah.
pray, Father, that we be in good standing and in your good graces, Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, when it's our time. And we pray, Father, for those that are in power around the world. We pray even for our current president. We pray, Father, that all these leaders around the world and here in the USA, Father, will enact policies and laws that will be beneficial for all people, that will bring about tranquility, peace, and goodwill for all. We pray for those, Father, behind prison walls. We pray for those, Father, that have been wrongly convicted of crimes, that, Father, that they will get justice and that their sentence will be overturned and that they can look and seek you for wisdom and direction. And thank you for giving them, Father, another chance to acknowledge and to get their lives back, Father, and that they can praise you in the process. We pray for those that have left the church fellowship, have departed from the faith, that we can encourage them through this program, this social media platform, that, Father, that they can see the need to come back to you through your Son and to align their lives with your will, Father, that they can secure their estate in the eternal kingdom of God by having allegiance through Jesus Christ. Father, we encourage all of our listening audience, Father, to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord, that they will have an opportunity to experience the portals of heaven and the tree of life for the healing of all nations. We thank you, Lord, and this is our prayer for all in the name of the blessed Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Chris. That fine praise.
You're welcome.
Brother Chris always do a good job on the, on our prayers, and we hope Brother Chris prayed for something that's been on your minds and that been that you've been needing praying for. And also pray for us here at Chatting from the Word. Pray for that we can keep our program on the air.
That's right.
Encouraging you at this time, putting a snap in your Christian walk, able to come on Mondays through Fridays. And it's a blessing for us to do this and hope that we are being a blessing for you during this time. You know what I'm getting ready to say, my listeners. You know, we are looking for sponsors. We need sponsors to help us to bring this program on the air. We need sponsors. You know, take money to do everything.
That's right.
And we
That's
need
correct.
Your help. And whatever you can give, whatever amount your finances can bear, that is fine with me. And if you want to give one-time donation also, that is very welcome, and we will appreciate anything that you can give. And churches, you can get help us to get involved with Chatting from the Word leadership. If we have put a snap in your member walk, ministers, and we have made you happy, and you have featured dynamic sermons, and hey, and aiding your congregation to grow in the Lord, help us out here.
Amen.
At Chatting from the Word. I do have a PayPal account, and if you want to give it that way, you can do it. But if you want to give another way, let me know. It would be very much appreciated. Now, I'm on
That's
Facebook.
Right.
You can contact me through Facebook. Or either you can email me at OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. But while you're on my webpage, I do have a bookstore. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sells for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, which also sells for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books together, both books are $43. And proceeds will go towards Chatting from the Word. And you know my motto, when you read, you get knowledge. And with knowledge comes power.
You can reach me at lowercase e0615@gmail.com. And you can also reach Brother Oscar and I on Facebook and also on Messenger. So you can reach us anytime. This is an open forum, so feel free. We encourage you, if you have any constructive criticisms of the program, we encourage you to let us know what you think of the program, and that we want to be able to be an aid and a blessing to all. If you have any questions religiously regarding what our religious conviction and what our religious persuasion is as members of the Churches of Christ, we encourage you to do so as well. You can also reach Brother Oscar and I on LinkedIn.com. Both of us are on LinkedIn.com, so state your concerns, and if you have any testimonies you'd like to share with us, we love to hear from you, and we love for you to come on the program, especially if you have any prayer requests or any doctrinal matters that are anything in the Word that you need a little bit more explanation or clarification regarding doctrinal matters or any subject matters under consideration. We encourage you to do so. And we, as members of the Churches of Christ, those of us that believe and that we practice New Testament Christianity, we believe in the validity of the Bible, the prophecy of the Bible, the accuracy of the Bible, and the authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God, the Holy Writ. So we're going to give you, thus saith the Lord, to answer your questions that you have concerns for. We're going to let God give you that answer, because when it all said and done, it's about what thus saith the Lord. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
Man, that is correct, Brother Chris. That is definitely correct.
Amen. So I'm looking forward to we got maybe another song or you want to get your Bibles, everybody, because this brother, he's going to come with us. He's going to come with us with a mighty powerful message on the gospel and supporting the gospel ministry. So get your sword, because this brother, he's going to come with it. He's old school, but he's got a lot of wealth of knowledge and experience, and I really appreciate this brother here. So those of you that are listening, get your Bible, get your sword, because
amen,
we're going to be soon, right after the next song, we're going to give way to our brother, Oscar York, in today's message. So we're all looking forward to it, Brother Oscar.
Thank you, Brother Chris.
Absolutely.
I believe redeem my soul is anchored in the Lord. I love this song, Brother Chris, because it's a beautiful.
Got to be anchored.
It has to be. Them days have these days of time. Yes, have to be. And here we are. Well,
author and finisher of our faith.
Yes,
yeah.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Let me apologize for that. That was Jason Walker with My Mind Stand on Jesus. I love that one too, with My Mind Stand on Jesus, Brother Chris. I might have to stay on Jesus.
Right, it's got to be. Well, that's another way you could. That's another way of saying your soul is anchored in Jesus. And
amen.
If our soul is anchored in Jesus, Brother Oscar, we're going to be like the first century Christians in Acts chapter 4, verse 32, where it says, "And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul.
Amen.
Neither
amen.
Said any
amen.
Of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common." They had commonality, and that's what you're going to be talking
that's
about
right.
today, Father.
That's right.
Father God, bless us, bless the listening audience today through this brother. And without further delay, we're going to bring to you, get your Bibles now,
yes,
our
sir.
Dear brother in the company of Brother Oscar York. It's all yours, brother.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Chris. Thank you for the introduction. And like I said, we are so happy to come on this program, bringing you chatting from the Word and chatting with you about the Word, from the Word, and with the Word. We are so delighted to bring you this program, and we hope and pray that you're listening in. We don't want to spin our wheels in vain. We hope and pray that you're listening and that you're learning and that we are putting a snap in your Christian walk. And Brother Chris just said, grab your sword, grab your Bible so that you can see what we are talking about is in the Word of God. And let me say this, if we have anyone out there that disagree with this lesson that I'm about to bring, you can contact us anytime. The number is 657-383-0883. Now, the reason why I said that, because I see on Facebook that some may disagree with what I'm getting ready to talk about. And today, what I want to talk about is supporting the gospel of Christ, or the ministries of Christ. Supporting the gospel of Christ, or the ministries of Christ. And I want to start off by reading in 1 Corinthians, I believe, chapter 9 and verse 11 through 14. I say start off because we have so many scriptures to cover this lesson with. But here, we want to see what Paul is saying here. And I want you to pay close attention to what Paul is saying in this verse, in these verses. Paul said, if we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Do ye not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. Now let me start with that live of the gospel. I know many of you might be saying, brother, does that include our lifestyle? Does that include the things that we do and the way we live? Yes, it does include that. But listen to what Paul is talking about here. He is talking about the carnality of things. He's talking about giving to the ministry or to his ministry. And here Paul is saying, now, I'm not going to burden you, Corinthians, with this task of giving me a wage. Now, Paul is not saying not to give him one. Paul is not saying he does not need one. But Paul is saying, I'm not going to burden you with this task to pay me a wage or a salary. And Paul had a reason for that. And we're going to show that reason very soon. But here Paul is saying, and most may be thinking Paul is saying that it's wrong to accept a salary. Well, but what Paul is saying, he's not saying it's wrong, my friend. What Paul is saying, and let me read, let us read it again. If we have sworn unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? In other words, Paul said, if I'm feeding you from the gospel of Jesus Christ, if I'm preaching some dynamic sermons to you, am I wrong to desire to have a wage for telling you about the gospel of Jesus Christ? And then he said, listen, now I want you all to pay close attention. If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. We should never want to hinder the gospel of Christ. And Paul said, the reason why I'm not asking you a wage, because I don't want to hinder the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, Paul is not saying he's not getting paid. Paul is not saying he's not taking a salary for ministering to the Corinthian church, because Paul is taking a salary. And if you turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I'm getting there. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 8. What Paul is saying, he said, I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you services. Here Paul is saying that other churches, to do the work here, to do the ministry here, is paying my wage. Corinthian church, the reason why I'm not burdening you with, because they are paying my salary. And I'm,
right.
So Chris, I'm saying this to say, I'm saying that to say this. Many of our brothers and maybe some sisters in the body of Christ feel like it's wrong for a minister, for his preaching, for his teaching, for his counseling of the church, is wrong to accept a salary or a wage. But here, Paul is getting paid to do the preaching at the Corinthian church.
That's right.
I said, my brothers and my sisters, if you disagree with me, let me know if you disagree with what we're saying here. But we should want to support the ministries of the church, gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, Brother Austin recognized it's several ways you can support the gospel. You can live a life. You can give of yourself. You can give of your time. Or you can give up your money or other things that you have to support the ministries. It's nothing wrong with giving towards ministries. And the ministries I'm talking about, they're good ones, feeding the poor, helping those that are less fortunate, and those are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, many of you know what Brother Austin is getting ready to say. with a program like this one, Chatting from the Word, this is why we are saying that we need sponsors, because Brother Oscar did not see nothing wrong with us getting help to bring Chatting from the Word on the air. What we must recognize that we cannot contain the gospel of Christ just to the church building. Many of us want to keep the good news contained in the building or the building that we are having worship in. But don't you know Christ do not want the gospel to be contained in a building? He told his disciples, apostles, to go out into the whole world and teach and preach the gospel to the whole world. My friend, the whole world needs to hear the good news, the message of Jesus Christ. The whole world needs to be saved. The whole world needs to know that Christ loved them, that Christ cared for them, and Christ wants them to be in the body of Christ. And what Brother Oscar is trying to do here, he's trying to appeal to your good senses and your love for the Lord. If you love the Lord, support ministries that's reaching out to the world. I recognize that a show like this one is new to some people. I recognize the internet is a new venture that many don't understand, but it's a new way of getting the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that are lost, my friends. It is a good way of getting the gospel around the world. Don't you recognize that Chatting from the World, the Word here, this show here, travels from Africa, India, and from to different places? I have talked with people from those places. I've heard people tell me they appreciate this program here. I've heard people tell me that they use this program to win lost souls for Christ. Now, wouldn't it be a shame that just because I can't pay the bill to put this show on the air, we would have to take it off? Don't allow myself and Brother Chris take this show off the air, because it is doing some good for the Church of Christ. And I believe, Brother Chris, that may be one of the reasons that some of us in the body of Christ are not growing. That may be one of the reasons why our growth in the church is stagnated, because we believe that the only place the gospel needs to be preached, or how it should be preached, from the pulpit or at the church house. We need to stop thinking like that, because the gospel needs to be spread all over the world by any means necessary. I'm not talking about the way that's wrong, but necessary, that's what's right. And Brother Oscar does not see anything wrong with a show like this one, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, telling others how good and how wonderful Christ is, and helping those that are in the body of Christ to be joyous, to be happy that they are a member of the body of Christ. And Brother Chris, I know we bring in joy in the members' life. I know we do every day at 2 my time and 11 o'clock a.m. Brother Chris time. And if you want to join us and helping us here, do that. Do that.
Amen.
Show me that you really care about the word getting out. And the only way you can do that, the only way you can respond to this message, those that are in the body of Christ, is to help us out here. Like I said, I have a PayPal account, And I don't see nothing wrong with putting monies into Brother Oscar's PayPal account to help us here at Chatting from the Word. You can trust me. I'm going to do what's right by the monies that you do send
That's right.
us to help us with this program. If that is some of you all hang up. And if you want to show Brother Oscar that you appreciate this message, please, please be a sponsor of this show. And we will bring a part two for this show, this lesson pretty soon. Brother Chris will come in with the invitation. Brother Chris.
We have 3 minutes left. Okay, yeah. You heard the word of the gospel. Fine job, because we need to realize that the Apostle Paul, when he dealt with in his second epistle to the Corinthian church, he was letting them know that he was taking wages from them. Excellent message, Brother Oscar, to do them service. He was being supported from brethren from Macedonia, and so that he wouldn't be a burden to the Corinthian church in his ministries. And so, yeah, excellent points. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. That was a blessing. You heard the word of the gospel. Do you believe it? Are you willing to repent of your sins, change your mind about your sinful life, and turn to Christ? If you're willing to do that, are you willing to acknowledge the sweetest name on mortal tongue, Jesus Christ is Lord? Are you willing to commit your life to him? If you are, then you are willing to obey the gospel by being baptized for remission of sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 22, verse 16, and Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27, for we are baptized into Christ. To be baptized into Christ is to be baptized into the church, the body of Christ, because the church and the body of Christ are synonymous, the same thing. If you are, then you can become a Christian if you are willing to turn and surrender your will to Christ. And with that, I'm going to let you close it out, Brother Oscar, because we got less than 2 minutes.
Yes, we do. Not too long. We want to thank our listeners for listening to our show. And as always, it was nice chatting with you from the Word of God. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings you have brought our way. We thank you for each listener. We pray that you be with them, that they may have a good day. In Jesus' name, do we pray. Amen and amen. And Brother Chris, we'll see you on tomorrow.
God bless everybody.
Amen.
Bye-bye. This weekend. We'll see
you
Monday.
How about Monday?
That's right. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Go to church.
Be safe now.
Amen.
All right. Excellent message, Brother Oscar.
Thank you, Brother.
Have
Lord
a great
Chris.
Weekend, everybody.
And go to church. Go worship.
That's right. Amen.